Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Exalt him this morning, magnify him this morning. Bless his holy name, bless his holy name, bless his holy name, bless his holy name. Randa da 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 do sha da da bala bala bala. Come on, bless his holy name right now. Mantola bala bala da da da. Rashikala bala bala da 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 da. Somebody open your mouth and speak in the language of the Spirit right now. Rakola bada shatala bada 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 bara da da. Rekanda da da bada bo shanda da 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 da. Rekanda da bada 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 da da. Rishala bada bada ya kala la bada 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 da 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 da. Rabanda da 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 da. Rimarada de 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 de. I want you to just stretch your hands to the Father. David said in Psalm number 63, verse number 1 and 2, he said that early will I seek thee, my soul shall thirst for thee, and my flesh shall long for thee in a dry and in a weary land where there is no water. And he said, I want to see your power and your glory just as I have seen thee in your sanctuary. Hallelujah. We have come to catch the glory. This morning you are not living here the same. All you want to say is that, Father, let me catch the glimpse of your glory. Let your glory come upon me. Let me be different today. The Bible says that, and they looked unto him, and their faces were radiant, and they were never ashamed. That is the glory of our Lord. When the glory of the Lord dawns on you, or when it comes upon your life, it takes every shame out of your way. This morning, open your mouth to God and say, Father, let your glory come upon me. Early will I seek thee. This Saturday morning I seek your face. This Saturday morning I seek your face. And this Saturday morning, let your glory come upon me. Open your mouth and begin to pray right now. You are talking to God. You are talking to God. Le brajikala badabo shandara badebala kabala balabada. And they looked unto him, and their faces were radiant, and they were never ashamed. And they were never ashamed. And they were never ashamed. And they never ashamed. And they were never ashamed. Raza ra 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 ra. I need thee every hour. Most great is yours, Lord. No ten, I love, thy love, hard me, if I want. Oh, I need thee, oh, I need. Come on, is it the reason why you are here? Yeah. Every hour I need thee, most blessed in my Savior. Oh, I come to thee. Oh, I need thee. Is that your prayer this morning? Remember, you have not come to any man, you have come to Jesus, the Son of the living God.
You have come to the I am that I am, the creator of the ends of the universe.
Oh,
be now my Savior, I come to thee. Oh, I need thee for the last time. I need thee. Oh, every hour I need it. Oh, blessed in our Savior, I come to thee.
Spirit of the living God, we have come before your presence. We have come to you and we say we need you. Our soul pants after thee. Our heart yearns for you. Holy Spirit, we have not come unto a man, but we have come unto you. This morning, manifest yourself within us. This morning, show up like never before. This morning, may we never leave here the same. Touch every heart, touch every mind, touch every soul. Saturate this building with your presence. Let the move of your spirit meet every need this morning in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, we love you. We love you. We love you. Have your way this morning. Speak to our heart. Speak to every need. Speak to every situation. Right now, we silence every activity of the enemy now. We bring every power under the subjection of the power of God. Every demon force, we bind you now. We take authority over the atmosphere and over the life of every single person here. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare liberty. For the Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now, in the name of Jesus, let your soul be liberated. Let your mind be liberated. Let your spirit be liberated. In the name of Jesus Christ, I release you right now. Even as the word of God is coming, may the Lord himself right now meet every need. In Jesus' name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Let us sing, shout a big amen, and come on, put your hands together. Come on, come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Amen. Kindly be seated for a moment. I'd like to welcome all of you once again back to CTG. Amen. This month we are looking at the subject, for those of you who are following us, we're looking at the subject, overflowing in the supernatural life. Oh, is it not exciting enough? No, come on now. I'm not feeling you. Is it not exciting enough? Overflowing in the supernatural life. Remember, this year is a year of overflow, and God does not want us to be filled with himself. When you look at Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 19, God does not only want us to be filled. Paul alluded to the fact that we should be, he said, and to know the love of Christ that passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with the fullness of God. We might be filled with the fullness of God. Having Jesus in you, or believing in Jesus in you, makes you to be full of God. Amen. But it is not enough. It is not enough to be full of God. When you have come into the fullness of God, the next level is your level of overflow. When anything is filled up,
what happens is that it overflows. Now, the life that Jesus gave to us is not a life that is to fill us up only, but after you are filled up with the life of God, which is the Zoe, God expects you to overflow. So in John chapter 10, verse number 10, Jesus in his narration made us to understand. He said that the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he said that I have come that you would have life and have it till it what? Overflows. Praise God. Is somebody understanding me? So the life that we have in Christ is not only to be filled, but also to overflow. We are the recipient of the life of God, the nature of God. And by receiving it, we are also able to extend that life to every person or to people around us or to every area of our life. I came to let you know that you have come into your season of being filled and being overflowing. Is somebody here with me? We are in the season of overflow, where the fullness of God is overflowing. And how is this being demonstrated? How are we seeing the overflowing life? We see the overflowing life by way of signs and wonders. By way of signs and wonders. Jesus, in his last days, before he went to the cross, gathered his disciples, and he started teaching them, and he started telling them to what they should do. And you and I will understand that the last words of people are so much important. When people are going to die, that is where they tell you secrets. That's where the time they tell you the things that has been hidden in many years with them. What has made them so thick. So Jesus called his disciples in Mark chapter number 16. We want to read from verse number 17 and 18. Mark chapter number 16, verse number 17 and 18. Everybody go with me. He said that, and these signs shall follow them that believe. And these signs shall follow them that believe. And these signs shall follow them that believe. And these signs shall follow them now. Anybody who come to believe in Jesus, you have received the fullness of God. The fullness of God comes to dwell with you. Because in Colossians chapter 1 verse number 19 makes us to understand that in Christ dwelleth the fullness of God. Are you with me? In Christ there is the fullness of God. So anybody who comes to believe, are you looking at me? Watch me. If you're not watching me, you're missing it. If anybody comes to believe in Jesus, you have come to receive the fullness of God. And the fullness of God must overflow. It must be demonstrated. How? Through signs and what? Wonders. Now Jesus in his last words told them that, look, and these signs shall follow them that believe. These signs. Beloved, when you come to Jesus, you are followed by strange signs or strange order of miracles. Some of you must understand that you are not alive because you kept so well, that you were able to keep yourself from the sicknesses or the battles of this world. You must understand that you have not survived till this time because of your own strength or ability, but you have survived this time because you are a child of God. The things that killed many, you have survived it. How? Because you are a sign and you are a wonder. Many of you are complaining about certain little things and things that you have not really achieved. But you have forgotten about the many things that God has delivered you from. And the fact that
God brought you through. And somebody will look at your life and say that, no, this life is so different. I don't understand why she's still making it in the midst of her problems. Why she's still singing when she's expected to be crying. Why she's so down? Why she's so happy instead of being down? Because you are made a sign and a wonder. I came to let you know that even in this season, in these times where things are difficult and people are complaining and nobody seems to be caring about another, where people are distancing themselves and trying to wear nose masks everywhere, where people are always trying to make sure that they are better or they are in good health than the person they are with, God is telling you that you shall become a sign and a wonder to your world. I came to encourage somebody that you are a sign and a wonder, and you are walking in miracles. Is somebody here with me? You are a walking miracle. Say, I am a walking miracle. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me and prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now he said, thou anointed my head with oil and my cup did what? When the cup overflowing, it means it is a demonstration of the fullness of God spilling forth. Now he said that surely, goodness and mercy shall do what? So let me tell you something. Anybody that has come to believe in Jesus, you come into the realm of overflowing life. And that life is not your life. That life is the supernatural life that God gives. Is somebody here with me? And that supernatural life, what shows that you are living the supernatural life is that you are followed by signs and wonders. And this is what David understood and said, that surely goodness and what? Mercy shall follow you. From today, I pray for you that let goodness and mercy begin to follow you. Let signs begin to follow you. May signs be demonstrated in your life. Now, I want you to understand that, like begat like. I want us to have some establishment. Like begat like. Tell somebody, like begat like. Yes, like begat like. Therefore, like begat like. Okoto wo okoto anoma ewo diabe anoma. In Psalm number 82, verse number 4, I have said that ye are God. Say ye are God. Say ye are God. And all of you are the children of the Most High. Say I am a child of God. Say I am a child of God. So you are not different from who God is. If okoto enwanoma and then okoto wo okoto, then if God is giving birth to you, then who are you? Come on, I say, who are you? You are a child of God, and God is the supernatural. So God gives birth to supernatural being. I want you to understand that irrespective of what you are going through, it doesn't change who you are. Oh, come on, look at you. Your problems does not change who you are. Your issues, the challenges you face, doesn't negate the fact that you are a child of God. It doesn't change who your parent is. It doesn't change who your God is. I came to let you know that God is still God, and God is still in control. He still holds your life, and he will definitely come through for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We must understand that as God has begotten us, as we are children of God, or as we are born of God, we are like him. We are like him. And one of the nature of God is signs and wonders. One of his nature as God is that he is a sign and who? A wonder. In Job chapter number 9, verse number 10. Job chapter number 9, verse number 10. What a blessing. Are you following? We are going to pray very soon. You know, this is CTG. How many of you are regular CTG members? Yes, God bless you. For those of you who are fresh, maybe you may be confused, but we are gonna now. This is who God is. And whoever God is not different from who you are. Oh, come on. Am I here? Are you enjoying me this morning? Whoever God is does not make you different from him. He said that which doeth great things, who doeth great things? God. He does great things past finding out. Yea, and wonders without number. That is God. And you are not different from who God is. Say, I am not different from who God is. Unless you are not a child of God. Unless you don't believe in God. Unless you haven't received Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior. If you come to believe in Jesus, you come into the realm of the overflow life, where signs and wonders are the order of the day. Because number one, God is your Father. And you are not different from who your Father is. The Bible says that he doeth great things past finding out. I came to prophesy to somebody this morning that even in this season where things are difficult, where life is so difficult, where there are so many troubles all around, we hear bad news everywhere. Now there was a disease. Now it's no more just a disease, but people are being laid off from work. Businesses are collapsing. All kinds of issues are happening. And I came to let you know that in this season, you will do great things. I said you will do great things. People will be confused and wouldn't know why, as for you, things are working out so differently. All because your Father does great things and so are you. No, I'm not having believers right here. Oh, come on. I wish the real CTG people that didn't come today. Where are they? Oh, come on, somebody tell them to come next week. But I came to let you know, I came with a prophetic utterance this morning that you would do great things. You would do great things. Not, this is not just rhetoric. We are not just saying things. But we are saying it based on who our Father is. We have his DNA in us. The question this morning that we look like. If you're a child of God, who do you look like? Do you look like God or you look like the devil? Let me tell you, no great things ever comes from the devil. Every great thing comes from God. And I want you to understand that because he loves you, because you are his child, he is causing you to also be able to do great things. He said, which doeth great things past finding out. There's coming a time, and that time is now in somebody's life, right here in this service, that you would, things are going to come out of your life that people will not be able to understand. People will find it difficult to be able to comprehend what God is doing in your life. They thought that you couldn't make it this year because from the way things have been, by now, they expected things to be happening, but they are not seeing anything happening, and it looks like they have given up on you. But I came to let you know that God is about to give them a showdown. God is about to give them a showdown. Oh, I wish I had the right congregation. I said, God is about to give any doubters in your life, any naysayers in your life, a showdown. I want you to understand that let them look at you. From now to the end of the year, your next 6 months is going to be a month where God is turning everything around. They said you couldn't marry, but I came to tell you that your marriage is possible even in the era of coronavirus. Your job, your business is possible. Everything that you deserve from God is possible before he doeth great things which are past finding. May you go home today
with that great thing in your spirit. We are about to pray, but I sense there's an anointing this morning that something great is going to come out of you. From today, it has started. It has started in your spirit. It has started in your body. It has started in every area of your life. If you hear, shout hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He said that, and wonders without number. I came to let you know. Now from today, you are starting counting your testimonies. Oh, come on, you are looking at me. My God, I came not full of myself, but I came as full of the Holy Ghost. And I speak as the Lord gives me utterance. Now listen, you are starting counting your testimonies right now. There shall be wonders without number. One of the things the Lord is speaking to me these days is that, look, when people are complaining and they call me every now and then and say, Pastor, things are not good and things are hard and all that, and I begin to ask God, what is happening? Many of us had so many hopes and aspirations this year. We came to this year believing God for everything that is happening, and we ask God that, why is this happening? Why is this happening? Why are things turned all of a sudden? And I heard a still voice in my spirit, God say, you wouldn't see my glory, you wouldn't see my power. You spoke of overflow, but that overflow will not be seen when you have not come to the place where there is lack in the system, where there are troubles in the system, where people are complaining. But as for you, the Bible says that for them that knoweth their God, they shall wax strong and they shall do exploits. I came to let you know and I came to encourage you that your hope is not gone yet. Anything is happening to you, any day, God is turning your fortunes around. Before we pray, I want you to share with you one of the nature through which signs and wonders is manifested. One of the natures of God through which signs and wonders manifest. If you want to walk in sign and in wonder, one of the things you must know, and it's a nature of God that commands God's presence, that commands God's presence everywhere you go. And once you have the presence of God, you know that God is always with you. And when God is always with you, then you know that you are walking in signs and wonders. Then you are walking in the overflow of the supernatural life. Is somebody here with me? Now in John chapter number 14, verse number 21 to 23. John chapter number 14, verse number 21 to 24. I'm just saying it in passing. We begin to pray. You know, we don't have much time. Somebody's blessed. John chapter number 14, verse number 21 to 23. The Bible says that can you help me read? Those of you who can read, go ahead. He said that, and he that had my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loved me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him, and I will manifest myself. Wow! You like it? Let's continue. He said that Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou would manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Verse number 23, everybody go. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode. I want to give you a secret this morning. If you didn't get anything before you leave this CTG service, if anybody wants to walk in signs and miracles, this is not what you call it. It is not a magic. It is a principle. It is not just do this and let me give you this. No. It is a principle that
if any man should walk in it, you are going to walk in all time signs and wonders. And that which Jesus spoke of, that these signs shall follow thee, or follow them that believe, you are going to be a recipient of that. Is somebody here with me? So I'm giving you a secret. And after I've given you a secret, we are going to pray. And after we have prayed, expect signs and wonders to follow you wherever you go. Expect favor to be with you wherever you go. Expect people to bless you wherever you go. Expect things to change around you wherever you go. Is somebody here with me? Now he says that, go to verse number 21. Go to verse number 21. Go to verse number 21. He said that God would manifest, the last part. He said that, and I will love him and would manifest myself to him. I will manifest myself to him. The manifestation of God in you is when you are seeing the presence of God. You are seeing the nature of God. You are seeing signs and miracles happening in your life. That is when God is manifesting. You see, many of us have prayed. You want to see God. You want to have an encounter with God. In fact, Moses even prayed that he wants to see the glory of God. And God said that, no. Moses, I mean, you've seen enough. But this time, I will let my goodness pass over you. So when the goodness of God, when you are seeing mighty acts of God in your life, is an indication that God is with you. And God is manifesting himself what? With you. Now, God manifests to those who love him. That is the secret. God would always manifest himself to those who love him. He said, he that keepeth my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved by my Father. And he said, and I will love him and will do what? Manifest myself with him. What a blessing. Amen. God manifests his love to those who love him. So, the atmosphere of signs and wonders, the atmosphere of walking in miracles, the atmosphere where you see the manifestations of God, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. That atmosphere is the atmosphere of loving God. Your amen is we. Hallelujah. It's the atmosphere of what? Loving God. The atmosphere of love. The atmosphere of love. If anybody wants to walk in signs and wonders, walk in love. Number one, love God. Number two, love your neighbor. Let me tell you, without love, no matter how hard you pray, it will amount to nothing. Love is the atmosphere that breathes the presence of God. Every lover of God naturally commands the presence of God. Every lover of God commands the presence of God. Every lover of God commands the presence of God. And the presence of God is what manifests in signs and wonders. You want to have healing in your body. Love God. The atmosphere of love is what releases it. You want to have breakthroughs in your life. You want to have things change for you. You want to have certain things done in your life. It takes the atmosphere of love. Is somebody here with me? And every lover of God naturally commands God's presence and also commands miracles. Look at verse number 23 again. As I'm bringing everything to a close, it's for us to pray. He said that Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man do what? Are you with me? Yes. He said that, and will keep my ways, and my Father will love him and will come unto him. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? This is so strange, and people take it for granted when we read such portions of the Bible. He said, and we will. Come on. And we will. Who are we talking about here? No, who are we talking about here? Huh? Whoever gets this, I'm going to give you money. You talk about the Trinity somehow, right? Who are we talking about here? He said, and we will come. God. And Jesus is now talking now. So we are talking about God. We are talking about the Son and the Holy Spirit. You have no idea who you are talking about. The kind of people and presence that will come and dwell with you. Many of us find solace and comfort when people are around us. We are happy when people are around us. We are sad when people are leaving. Is that not so? But we are not talking about people. You want to have the presence of God with you. To be able to walk in the life of the kingdom, it is not about gimmicks. It is not about magics. Listen, if you are here and you are expecting that you, Pastor Obed could only pray and things could turn around in just a in overnight, and you are so excited and happy. Yes, I believe in the power of God to turn things around. But the most important thing is that Jesus has made us to understand certain principles that can help you to be able to walk in all time miracles. Miracles are real, but you need to work your way through. Is somebody here with me? This morning, I don't know what you need. I don't know why you are here at the CTG service. But I can give you one covenant prescription in the kingdom that can turn every situation around in your life. And that is loving God. Loving God. Your love for him will command his presence in your life. He said that we will come and abode. We will come and dwell with you. I see God dwelling with somebody from today. Your amen is weak. Listen, your prayers have become so many because God is not with you. Then you might tell me if you are calling somebody, or maybe how do I put this? But then you rather shout when people are far away. You scream louder when people are far away. Am I right? If I want to talk to my Father here, because he's so closer, what do? I talk softly, Lord. You know, relationship. But then if he's standing somewhere there, then I need to scream. It is about time we attract God's presence with us rather than screaming. Is somebody here with me? How many of you will love his presence today? If you want to command signs and wonders, you need to love the presence of God. I want you to be on your feet this morning. Be on your feet this morning as we... Is somebody blessed this morning? Whatever you need is about to be released. Your amen is weak for me. Whatever you desire is about to be released. But that cannot be possible if you are not a lover of God. This morning, the first key I'm sharing with you, that is that you must be a lover of God. You must be a lover of God. I said you must be a lover of God. I said you must be a lover of God. In the name of Jesus. Is somebody here with me? Is somebody here with me? Raise your hands to the Father. Every lover of God carries signs and wonders. I can do all that I want to do for you. I can scream for you, shout for you, even believe for you. But if you are not a lover of God, that cannot, you cannot receive anything from it. The Bible says that as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of any man, the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. You have no idea. It is an overflow life. It is a life that is overflowing. Raise your hands to the Father and thank Him for loving you. You want to say, Father, I thank you for loving me. 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 Kadabarabalabo shadaba. Raise alabadaba. Come on, this is the time you need to talk to God. I thank you for loving me, even in my weakness, in my frailties. Oh, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Come on, raise your voice. 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 Leila bada bala 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 bala. Rashia tala bala 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 bala. As a lover of God, you don't need to call for what you need before He does it for you. As you love Him, He knows what you need. I want you to pray that, Father, I thank you for loving me. Jesus, I thank you for loving me. Jesus, I thank you for loving me. Jesus, I thank you for loving me. I thank you for loving me. Rasula bara da 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 Imania no skipa, Rabo Shanta Capande, Lato Shalimihata, Ikapandos Galabrandosa, Ayanta Limini Capando Chicandi.
Is anybody praying right now?
Rapanto Shalikapa, Rala Brandasa,
and Landarada Diosa,
and Calabrandos Capa, Ralipos Capaya Tosa, Ale Capandos Capaya, Ipelimos Caprandosa. La Prantos Capa, Antala Prantasha, Ipele Capantosha, Antani Minihatosha,
Rizarare
Capantos Caprandosha,
Mezima, Coma in a man. Oh, oh, now, come on, this is where. Mezema koma, mezema
koma, nina be do.
Of all. Jesus taught us the secret of love. If you say you love me, then keep my commandments. For anybody who says he loves God, there's one thing that must show. It is about the obeying of what he has said. He said that my commandments are not grievous. Sometimes we see the commandments of God too hard.
We see it more like a punishment. We think God is punishing us. Sometimes when we have to obey God or take a decision or take a stand for God, we see it as something difficult. You want to pray that, Father, give me the grace to keep your word. Give me the grace to keep, because in keeping your word is what epitomizes my love for you. Open your mouth and begin to pray that, Father, give me grace to love you. Lord, give me the grace to obey. Give me grace to be able to keep your commandment. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Come on, sincerely pray to God. 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 Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Lift up your voice. Come on, raise your voice. La Pandos Gabranda da Gatan, Raha Brando Sade de Capan, Raha Brando Rapanda Branda Pada, La Razia Panda Bosadi Yapa, La Branda Panda da 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 Katole vele 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 voshara. Is somebody praying to God? Grace. The Bible says that by flesh can no man prevail. We cannot please God with ourselves. You cannot please God by your strength. You want to say that, Father, in the name of Jesus. Come on, raise your voice. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Arari arorobo shararararara. Santa la branda. Eka panda. Masharararere. La brandi bidi bika pa. Imantosh. Riyala wala 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 wala. Makale alalelelele. Grace to do the will of God. Grace to obey Him. 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 Now lift up your hands and receive it right now. Many of us have it difficult. Many of us find it extremely difficult when we need to hear from God and we need to obey Him. But this morning, and that has actually hindered His presence from us. That has actually cut God off from us. Our prayers have become so lengthy. We scream because it looks like God is too far. But from today, God is coming closer than ever.
In the name of Jesus.
Because of a heart you have for Him today. Because of the love you have for Him today. You will love Him with your heart. Now receive grace to love God. Come on, receive grace to love God.
In the name of Jesus.
Receive grace to obey Him.
In the name of Jesus.
Receive grace to love Him.
In the name of Jesus.
All the days of your life.
In the name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For every limitation, every weakness in your body,
right now in the name of Jesus. Anything that limits you, anything that obstructs you from doing the will of God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak against that limitation right now.
In the name of Jesus.
And you are broken free. What a blessing. Now I want us to pray this prayer. You are praying for yourself that by this prayer you have made, may signs and wonders begin to follow you from today.
In the name of Jesus.
As you are committed to loving God, may you see signs and wonders following today. I want us to read this scripture and use it for prayer. That is our last prayer, and you are praying for yourself. And expect something to happen after this prayer. Is somebody here with me?
Yes.
This is the miracle grounds, and this is the altar of prayer. Is somebody here with me?
Yes.
By God's grace, God has elevated this altar. And so many things that God is doing here. You want to pray based on Joel chapter number 2, verse number 21 to 27. How many of you are ready to pray? This is where the tables are going to turn. This is where the glory of the Lord is going to be seen in your life.
In the name of Jesus.
This is where you will go and come back next week with a testimony.
Amen.
Because the word of God is sure and it is solid. The word of God is as sure as God himself.
Amen.
The Bible says that has he promised and will he not fulfill? Has he said it and will he not make it good? These are the days where you and I are going to experience supernatural order of signs and wonders.
Amen.
You will overflow in the supernatural life.
In the name of Jesus.
There is a life prepared for you, and that life is not COVID-19.
Mm.
Kai, that life is not economic crunch. That life is not a life of failure. It is not a life of disappointment, but that life is the supernatural life.
Amen.
And somebody will not just be filled with supernatural life, but you are going to overflow from it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says, everybody go, fear not, O land, and be glad and rejoice, for the Lord. Ah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, fear not, O land, be glad and what?
Rejoice.
For the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I came to let you know that no matter the reason why you came. Now, am I speaking to you there? No matter your reason of coming, the Lord says, I should tell you, he will do a great thing.
Amen.
Are you being laid off? Is your boss threatening you? Now, people are using COVID-19 to do anything. In the name of COVID-19, if you don't take care, I will sack you. People are hiking prices all in the name of COVID-19. The system is so hard. But I came to let you know. He said, fear not. Tap somebody again and say, fear not.
Fear not.
What you need to do is be glad and do what? There is no joy in making your face moody. There's nothing actually happening. It doesn't bring you any fulfillment. The fact that you squeezed your face for people to know your problem doesn't get it solved. Is somebody here with me? He said, I will do great things. I stand by grace as a servant, and I prophesy. Let great things from today begin to show up in your life.
Name of Jesus.
Continue. Then he said, be not afraid, ye beast of the field,
For the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, and fig tree and the vine to yield their strength.
Wow.
Be glad then, ye children of Zion, second time, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former and the latter rain in the first month. Continue. And the flowers shall be full of wheat. You see, you must understand the times and the seasons by which the prophet was speaking. He was not speaking when it was a harvest time, when he knew that naturally food will be available. He was not speaking at a time where naturally things are working out for people. But he was speaking at a time where the people were in great tribulation, in great hardship. Who told you God has forgotten about you? Who told you that he doesn't know what you go through? Who told you that he doesn't care about you? The Bible says that, and the floor shall be full of wheat. I pray for you today. Every lack in your life is ceasing right now.
Name of Jesus.
Before this prayer that you are about to pray will come to an end, let the spirit of lack, let the spirit of lack cease now.
Jesus.
Ha! Overflow with wine and what?
Oil.
I see your overflow.
Amen.
Let's quickly do that because of time. He said, and I will restore to you the years. Oh. Are there people who have lost something? Oh, yeah. I mean, if not anything, because of COVID-19, you have lost a lot of things. Because if you are a businessman or a woman, you should know that, Charlie, your profit margin has really gone down. Is somebody here with me?
Yeah.
I mean, if not anything at all, there are some of you people are taking care of you and are blessing you, and you are not getting the support as it used to be because things are what? Hard. So one way or the other, everybody is struggling and everybody is suffering. But I came to let you know that you have just entered into your realm of restoration.
Amen.
I will restore. I will restore. I will restore. Am I speaking to somebody here? No. I said I will restore.
Amen.
God say that whatever you have lost, I will restore.
In the name of Jesus.
I will restore.
In the name of Jesus.
I will restore.
In the name of Jesus.
You may have lost relationship, but I will restore.
In the name of Jesus.
You may have lost your business, but I will restore.
In the name of Jesus.
You may have lost your capital, but I will restore.
In the name of Jesus.
You may have lost certain blessings, but I will restore.
In the name of Jesus.
The years that the locusts have eaten, the caterpillar, the canker worms. I don't know about you, but this is my season of restoration.
Amen.
This is my season of restoration. Do you know why we speak the word of God? It takes us to where God is.
Mm.
And it brings the realities of God in our lives. And I will show you something. Go, let's finish it up. Right down to 27, verse 26. Go to 26. Go to 26. Read with me. The Bible says that, and oh my God. Let me tell you, if a prophet rise up in Ghana in this time and beginning to tell people that, look, in spite of COVID-19, our economy is going to be one of the best economies. And we are going to have more jobs. And people are going to be paid huge, huge, huge salaries. And there's not going to be any unemployment in Ghana. Nobody will ever believe that prophet. In this time. Is somebody here with me? But I came to let you know, we are not of them that don't believe. We are part of those who believe in the word of God. This is not a word of a prophet, but this is the word of God.
Amen.
He said that I will eat in plenty. Hey, from today, you and your family,
Jesus,
will eat in plenty.
Amen.
You will not have any cause to worry as to whether you should have some reserve for tomorrow. Because when there is lack and want, and even when you are eating, you are scared whether you'll be able to sustain your meals for the next days. Is somebody here with me? But I came to let you know, the Bible says you will eat and be satisfied.
Jesus.
In plenty. And you will praise the name of the Lord God. That has dealt what? Ah, you are there. That has dealt what? The word wondrous underline. Why? Because you are a wonder and a sign. With you and my people. Come on. And my people. Anything that brings shame is not your portion.
Jesus.
Is somebody here with me? Then the last verse before we pray our final prayer, he said that, and ye shall know that I am where? God is in where? Good. In the midst of Israel, you are right. That is what is written. Don't change it. In the midst of Israel, remember Jesus said that if you keep my commandments, we will come and do what? Abide with you. God in the midst of you is an indication that I am a sign and a wonder. Yeah. Now, everything that, he also said it again, that and none else, and my people shall not be ashamed. But what is happening here? What is happening here is that the people were moving or swimming in signs and wonders. The people of God are now walking in what? Signs and wonders. Strange things are happening to them. They are not suffering the sufferings of the people. They are not crying, they are crying. The Bible says that when men are cast down, there is a lifting up. They are not crying the cries of the community or the common person, because they are a walking miracle. You are going to pray that, Father, from today, as I have stepped foot on CTG grounds, on this miracle grounds, Father, let signs and wonders begin to follow me. Let me experience you. Come and dwell with me. Let me have an experience where everything in my life is turning over, where there is a restoration, where there is mighty hand of God, where there is power of God. I want you to open your mouth and clap your hands and begin to pray that from today you are walking in signs and wonders now. I am walking in a sign and a wonder. I am walking in a sign and a wonder. Come on, declare it. Whatever you are believing God for, whatever you are believing God for, listen, this is the defining moment. You can choose not to live here the same. You can choose not to live here the same. You want to declare that you are a child of God, and therefore you are walking in signs and wonders. Come on, raise your voice. 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 Let me hear you. Lekerebo Shadaba. Rasun talia da 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 da
Kate Kapande, Reni Kapandosa, Ayatos Kapandika, Imikuska Pandia, Arimikuska, Antimika Panda, Rasunte Kapandika, Alimandosa, Iapanianuate, Ikapanuate, Liapania Tosa, Rapanda Kapaniate, Ayatrashana, Randosa, Ayata Kapa, Alabrasa.
Rest your
In the name of Jesus.
Please raise your hands to the Father. Say this after me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I believe in Jesus Christ.
I believe in Jesus Christ.
That he is the Son of the living God.
That he is the Son of the living God.
I am a lover of God.
I am a lover of God.
I choose this day.
I choose this day
to walk in obedience.
To walk in obedience
in all his commandments.
All his commandments.
By the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
That is at work in me.
That is at work in me.
Today I declare.
Today I declare
that I am walking.
That I am walking
as a sign.
As a sign
and a wonder.
And a wonder.
Jesus said.
Jesus said,
These signs
shall follow them
that believe. I am a believer. Therefore every sign that makes God
is following me
today.
In the name of Jesus.
I declare that I am a wonder to my world. In this season.
God is restoring me.
Everything that I have lost.
The glory of the Lord.
Is showing round about me. Everything that I stand in need of. Today, by virtue of this encounter. It is done and established. In the name of Jesus. I decree and declare. For the next six months in this year. I am walking in miracles. I am walking in signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus. God is turning my fortunes around. In the name of Jesus. I'm getting my healing now. In the name of Jesus. I'm getting my marriage now. In the name of Jesus. My miracle job. Miracle babies. In the name of Jesus. Whatever I stand in need of. God is with me. Christ is with me. The Holy Spirit is with me. Therefore, I declare.
I am a walking miracle.
Now signs and wonders.
Follow me.
Now.
now,
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 miracles,
miracles,
follow me,
follow me,
testimonies,
testimonies,
follow me,
follow me,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
from today,
I do exploits,
I do exploits, I do great things,
I do great things,
and many wonders are being said of me. In the name of Jesus, mighty works are coming out of me because I am a lover of God. Things that no eyes have seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered the heart of any man.
God is releasing them
unto me. In the name of Jesus,
I am a testimony
to my family,
to my community,
to my nation,
to my
place.
I am a testimony.
And everything
that I
need is done. Now raise your hands. I pray for you. Spirit of God, this is your time. Your word has come forth, and you always confirm your word with signs and wonders. By your Spirit, touch every heart,
Jesus.
Touch every soul,
Jesus.
Touch every mind.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
amen.
Let the move of your Spirit,
my God,
sweep across this building,
in the name of Jesus,
and manifest yourself within them now.
Amen.
Them that need healing right now, we thank you that your healing power is falling upon them.
In the name of
that
Jesus.
Need breakthrough, let your breakthrough power begin to fall upon them.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes. That them that are faced with hardship, them that are faced with troubles, that are faced with any kind of situation, whatever has brought your people, in the name of Jesus Christ, we declare their liberty now. There's somebody here, you are being threatened with death. Your mind is filled with death. It's like it keeps on growing. You started thinking about death, and now it's growing. I saw a hot man now, young Shushu, so ubi, and I said, it's a threat. It's something that you feel, a threat within you. The Lord is breaking that right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will not die. You will not die. You will not die. I break that spirit of death over you. Anyone with wish problem, with stomach ulcer problem, the Lord says that you have been healed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. 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 Any menstrual disorder right now has been made ordered. Has been ordered right now in Jesus' name. God! There's somebody that is being faced with disappointment. As we are talking about right now, somebody has disappointed you so bad. God says, I should tell you that, look, he has a better plan for you.
Amen.
He has a better plan.
Amen.
A better plan. A better plan.
Amen.
But I stand in the name of Jesus and I break the spirit of disappointment from
Jesus.
The
name of Jesus.
You will never live again in your life to be disappointed.
Amen.
So long as you are a lover of God.
Yes,
lift up your hands and celebrate Jesus for hearing us and for answering us. Let me tell you, you have had an encounter with God this morning. You have had an encounter with God this morning. You have had an encounter with God this morning. Open your mouth and thank him. He is faithful. He is faithful.
Thank you.
He is faithful.
Thank you for this second. Thank you for this second. Thank you for your
presence. We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.